Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 321, Hot Tips for Planning Your LNC Videos. In Legal Nurse Podcast number 320, Lou Bortone and I talked about the power of video marketing. I hope our love of video encourage you to start or expand this type of marketing. Be sure to listen to Legal Nurse Podcast 168 and 169 also for tips on other aspects of video marketing. You'll find them on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. Once you decide on how you're going to record, it's time to set up a plan. Are you going to record an advice type column? Are you going to take questions on your website and then create a recording that will answer popular questions? Are you going to simply do a diary type of recording or provide a video-based informational column for potential clients to check out your expertise? All of these are valid questions, and you have to decide what you're going to record before you start recording. The best way to determine what you should talk about is to gain an understanding of your potential client's pain. There is a reason that clients come to you, whether you're a legal nurse consultant or another type of professional, such as a life care planner. If you're a legal nurse consultant who assists lawyers and makes a connection with the medical profession when required, it's extremely important for you to know who your clients are and determine the best way to talk to them. The best information to give potential clients is going to be information that shows that you know what you're talking about and that what you have to offer is going to alleviate your client's pain. In order to alleviate that pain, you have to identify what types of services your clients are looking for. Ask yourself what tools you need to effectively stack up against your competitor, and how can you create a video that details that you have mastery of those tools. Anytime you're able to answer questions like this, you'll put yourself in the position of being an expert. Your video should give valuable information. Just as LinkedIn shows the world that you know what you're talking about and you're an expert in your profession, the materials that you put out on the internet should reflect your service, value, and professionalism. Be sure to listen to Legal Nurse Podcast 318 and 319 for the current state of thinking about how to get the most from your LinkedIn account. If you need materials to make your videos, such as documentation about cases, digital research information, or any other information, make sure to have that at your disposal when you create your videos. It's important to have an understanding of exactly what you want to say so that you don't have to shoot your video several times. The most time-consuming process of creating a video is shooting the video and doing retakes. So getting yourself ready with a text outline is a great idea. In fact, if you don't have any experience sitting down and recording your own marketing videos, it's a good idea to write out a storyboard. This is an outline of the content and images that you plan to incorporate into your video. Prepare an outline that features the titles of the different videos you want to make, as well as some brief points about what you want to discuss in these videos. And I really recommend practicing. Your video needs to give the impression that you're comfortable speaking and that you have a relatively good grasp of your subject matter and the valuable information that you offer a potential client. In creating this video, you're demonstrating your expertise and giving credibility to the value proposition that you want to provide to your clients. If you're nervous or stuttering or stumbling over words, it could give the impression that you operate your practice the same way. Because video is re-recordable and erasable, it may seem like a waste of time to practice, but you will find that your words actually flow a little better and you have more mastery in shooting your video when you practice. Avoid reading a script. This is boring to your listeners. You may place bullet points on an iPad or on a piece of paper. There is no end to the types of videos that you can create and upload for your fans to enjoy and for your potential clients to understand what types of services you provide. Are you interested in getting started with video marketing without spending a lot of time or wasting a lot of money? With so much content now being delivered by video, you must embrace this method of sharing your knowledge. Attorneys are attracted to you based on what you know, and how better to show it than doing brief videos? Are you intimidated by the idea of doing a video? I was too, but I overcame my fears and I embraced this media. You can too. I have some online training to make this process easier. The training is called Smart Video Strategies. It covers the critical area of doing video marketing in your business. In this 90-minute online training, you will discover three things. First, the number one mistake that video marketers make and how you can avoid it. Second, the five myths of YouTube success. And third, how to create a video without a camera. Order this online training at the show notes for this program. You'll find them on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. By using the code LISTENED, you will save 25% when you insert the word in the coupon box as you check out. And you'll also see the show notes on our new mobile app on your smartphone. Request the app at legalnursebusiness.com/bizedu and follow the directions for easy installation on your iPhone or Android phone. Now we return to the show. Because video is just another way to develop and broadcast your personal brand, it's important that any video you create is a reflection of your personality, the way you operate your business, and the service value you provide to your clients. It's important to make branding materials consistent when you record your video. This could mean using video manipulation software to put your logo on your video. It could mean introducing yourself and your business with a catchphrase that you use on your business cards or other marketing materials. Or it could mean making a message consistent with the content postings that you send out on Twitter and Facebook. However you decide to do it, it's important to make your video marketing materials consistent with other branding materials in your repertoire. You want your customers to have the same experience when they view your marketing materials. Don't make videos that contain a different message or a different look from your website, business cards, or other marketing materials you use with your clients. Remember, consistency is key when it comes to video marketing. In order to create the best video marketing materials possible, and to remain consistent throughout all your marketing, consider creating a video series around topics that you're discussing and other areas of your marketing. For instance, if you're discussing a certain type of case or practice in your LinkedIn stream, you can make a video blog or offer comments on your YouTube channel. You can unify your social media networks in your marketing materials in a way that will allow you to use one to discuss the other, and then cross-post. If you see something happening on Twitter or Facebook, it's acceptable to get online. Create a video about it. and then promote the video on Facebook so that your followers can hear your thoughts about a certain topic or situation. Don't hesitate to use one social media resource to complement another. Social media is there for you to share information and make connections with clients. If you have great videos, there's absolutely no reason not to put those on your Facebook or LinkedIn account and share them with potential clients. Many people get into social media thinking that they're going to stick to Twitter or Facebook, and then they realize they're really interested in other forms of social media, such as video marketing. If you find that you love shooting videos and uploading them, it makes perfect sense for you to do that with most of your social media marketing going through video. There's room for you to do whatever pleases you when it comes to social media marketing, as long as you're using the various social media networks to establish your branding materials. You can use them however you want once you're set up. Be sure to get our 90-minute online training called Smart Video Strategies, just for Legal Nurse Consultants. You'll be able to access it by going to the show notes for this podcast on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. You'll also see the show notes on our new mobile app on your smartphone. Request the app at legalnursebusiness.com/bizedu and follow the directions for easy installation on your iPhone or Android phone. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, the lncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.